not explaining anything. So something's going to be going on with...
Good morning. It's a pleasure and honor to once again be in this house with you to worship our Lord. As I said when I came last time, it is wonderful when we can partake in the worship many times, not only in our church, but to the whole body of Christ, which is made up of all the churches that believe and proclaim the name of Jesus. Praise God. And it's a pleasure to be here. For those who don't know me, again, my name is Rob Pinero. I've been a associate pastor at Gospel Tabernacle under Pastor Joseph Santos. He's been there a little longer than I've been. For about 13, 14 years now, associate pastor. So I've been blessed. And if he can use me, he can use you. Be attentive to these times and be ready to work for the Lord. It doesn't matter what you are or where you come from, what profession. I grew up as a Pentecostal as a child. I thank the Lord that I was chosen from young. I had to go through the rocky roads until I finally proclaimed his name forever in my heart. But just like anyone else, we go through those rocky times, but never stop serving the Lord. Because there's no one like him. There's no one in the world that can take his place, that could bring prosperity. And I'm not talking material prosperity. I'm talking about spiritual power, strength, peace, joy into our heart, like our Lord Jesus Christ does. It is wonderful to be serving the Lord. I've appreciated it more and more. So as many years as I've been serving him, I learn more and more. And each day I break onto new grounds and new levels, because I want to seek him with all my heart and all my soul. Which will be part of the preaching today, seeking the Lord. I'm accompanied to my daughters, Madison, Sage, and Sydney. The two N's are twins, even though they don't look it, but they're twins. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And my wife was not able to make it today, but also keep her in your prayers. As I've kept you in prayer, I don't know if you know, we pray for you. I pray for you. I didn't know what went on from the last time I came, but I see you still, the Lord still has not brought a pastor here. But praise God. You know why? Because the one who is in charge now is the chief shepherd. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so you're blessed. You're blessed that you're getting direct intervention from Christ himself. Praise God. Until he brings an under-shepherd to this house. But until then, be faithful. Be steadfast unto him, because he will bring who the Lord wants to bring here. Amen. Praise God. If you would please stand with me. And we're going to read from Colossians 3. Verse 1 through 4. Colossians 3, verse 1 through 4. If you have it, please say amen. 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 Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then also you will appear with him in glory. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you this morning, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters that made it out this morning, Lord. For I know their time will not be in void, but instead, Lord, that I know you will speak to them. For I know the Holy Spirit is here roaming, touching the lives, Lord. I pray, Lord, that if someone today here does not know you, Lord, that they will come to know you today, Lord, and accept you as Lord Christ, their Savior. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that this word that comes from you, not from me, from you, Lord, that will emanate into our hearts. Show us the way. Give us a breakthrough that it may draw us closer to you, Lord. that we may worship and praise you and live on for you, Lord, more than ever, Lord. Let your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. Seeking the Lord. In the dictionary, seek is to try to acquire or gain or aim at. And it's part of the definition that the biblical term has. And we'll get to that in a second. The Bible says that we should seek the Lord with all our hearts and our soul in order that our walk in Him can be strong and prosperous in Christ. And seeking the Lord in the Bible means seeking His presence. And the word presence, translated in Hebraic, means face. So in Hebraic, way of accessing God is to be in His face. So in other words, to be before His face is to be in His presence. It's a more profound to be in His face. Now, of course, not disrespectful, but to be in that presence, to be close. When you say you're in someone's face, that's the closest you could get to someone, especially when you're mad. We want to make a point. We stand up, right? My girls laugh because I stood in their face once in a while. Praise God. But for good things. But seek His face, His presence. When we seek God and all that pertains to Him with His goodness, His righteousness, love, holiness, and the Holy Spirit, and more, is when we fully understand what is right under God. It's when we seek, we begin to understand more what is good, what is right. How we live, how should we live? How should we conduct ourselves in this world? For the Bible says, we are not of this world. We live here, but we're not of this world. Because our soul, our worship is outside of this world. We don't worship or adore anything in this world. We adore the heavenlies where our God and our Lord sits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where our worship goes. Proverbs 5:5 says, evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. And so when we seek the Lord profoundly, when we seek in truthness, when we seek Him at all times, not just in church, but meditate day and night on His word and His goodness, is when we begin to see what is good. The world has nothing good for us. Oh, it has temporary things. I mean, there's joy. There's joy when we buy a new car. There's joy in maybe in our jobs or payday. We understand that's the mundane things we must do. But our hope is not in what's going to happen in this world. Our hope is for that blessed day that the Lord comes, praise God, to take His church. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Paul says to the Colossians in these verses that one day, and may I add, soon, they will go to appear with Christ in glory when He comes from heaven for them. This event is called the rapture. We call it the rapture. But this prophecy is not solely for the Colossians, but it is also for us, the church. You see, the king is coming to take a church with him, a spotless church, a church that adores him, a church that has proclaimed his name on earth, that has been holy and sanctified by his spirit, so the day he comes will be unblemished. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dressed in white. 1 Thessalonians, and I'm not going to get into so much of the end times, but it's in this verse when he says that he also will appear in his glory. When I understand, want you to understand what that is. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 15 to 17, according to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God. Oh, when that archangel says, ready, and the trumpet sound. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the dead in Christ will rise first. Those in the grave will rise first in their glorified bodies. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. That is our blessed hope. In seeking God, we get a blessed hope. See, God has good things for us. God has eternal things for us. God has eternal life and not death. All of us, if the Lord does not come, will pass away. That's called the natural death, the first death. But we don't want to be in the second death. The second death is when we're thrown in the lake of fire. But us who are redeemed by Christ, who've been washed by his blood, who have accepted his son as our Lord and Savior, will not see that. We will not see a second death. We will live forever and ever in the presence of Christ. Amen. Praising his name forever and ever. Oh. Hallelujah. Paul was letting the church of Colossians know that this was the blessed hope as long as they kept their minds and hearts on Christ and sought the things that dealt with Christ. You see, in our lives, we have to continue to live, but deal and work with the things of God. Not let the distractions of the world take us from that. Work with his commandments, his will, and not ours. Humble ourselves and raise him. I don't know now. I haven't been keeping much with other church and what's going on, but there was a little time where you felt that if you were a small church, you were not worthy. Because unless you were of 1,000, 10,000, 5,000 member church, it's like that's where the presence of God is. He has to be there. No. 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 God is between just even two of us. Amen. Just between two of us. He's in the midst of just even two witnesses. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not about numbers. Oh, no. God knows. He works reverse. Oh, Gideon had to get an army, a small army, and it was never used practically. Because the Lord himself did the work. Amen. As the Lord does the work for us. Hallelujah. All we have to do is have faith and go for the ride in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so humble ourselves and raising him, not the size, not the membership, but raising him to obey his word, to worship him, and not to give in to our earthly nature, which is a sinful nature, which rebels against the things of God. You see, from the time we're born, we're rebelling against the things of God. But thank the Lord that the cross, and when he died and shed his blood on that cross, and he rose again, that chain was broken. No longer I am bound by the things of the world, but instead of the heavenly things that Christ has for me. Hallelujah. Amen. And you. Even though the Lord says his children are always in his presence, sometimes we do not receive this because our neglect towards God, like a lack of trust, that doubts his manifestation of his presence in our lives. There's times in our lives where we question God. We question his work in our lives. Whether it's through children, whether it's family, whether it's a problem, whether it's a crisis, we forget at that moment and we rely on our mind, rely on our resources, our own resources, and we forget that we're children of God. And we forget that we're to trust the Lord for all things, not the things that we select, not the specific things, but Lord is to be trusted with all of what we got. Praise God. And so I'm reminded by these words that when I seek God, that I trust in God. And no matter what happens to me, no matter what my eyes see, no matter what my emotions say, I want my heart to desire the Lord and trust in him, because only through him am I going to be victorious. Just like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the victory is only in Jesus. The true victory. Those who know the truth. The world doesn't know that. When the word says that the sinners, the world is in darkness. Truthfully, it is. It does not understand what we understand. They think we're crazy. But we know that we're not. Praise God. For God has confirmed on himself to his Holy Spirit, and our testimonies, what he's done in our lives. Because when we look in hindsight and we look back in our lives, I say, Lord, look what you have done. Look what you saved me from. Look where I could have gone. But thank the Lord that you have mercy on a sinner. Thank the Lord you protected me. Thank the Lord that your promises are forever. You will never leave us or forsake us. And I proclaim and adore you and worship because you are God. Hallelujah. To seek God's face takes a conscious effort from us. See, we are constantly at war with our flesh that wants to seek other things. In the natural, we want to seek other things. We're in America, we're people of fads. We want to seek all the technology, all the phones, all the things that come. People standing in lines for days to get a phone. You're laughing, yes. And we put our minds and hearts into other things, and there's distraction. You see, because the devil, by nature, by name, is a deceiver. And so he wants to take your time of worship unto God. See, the time that he wants you, the time that you're looking for God is the time that he attacks you more. Because that's when he wants you to take your way. See, because his job is to deceive us and to deceive what is good for us as opposed to what God has for us. And so we must fight against that, but we're not fighting alone. Because serving God or the effort to seek God is a gift from God. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says, may the Lord direct your heart into God's love. See, we have to direct our heart into God and Christ's perseverance. You see, we have to make a conscious effort to direct our hearts, but he gives us the gift of seeking God. The Holy Spirit touches our spirit, touches our hearts, touches our soul to seek our Lord and Savior. Paul's exhortation. Paul exhorts us to seek the Lord starting from a foundational truth that Christ was raised from the dead. You see, that's our core foundation. Christ was raised from the dead. If Christ had not risen, for naught would be the gospel. For naught would be the good news. But you see, our Lord was raised because he's a living God. Amen. Praise God. He's not a statue. Amen. He's not just a word. He's not some animal. He's not some thought. He's not some theory. He's not just a philosophy. He is tangible. He rose from the dead. People witnesses. And today, his power is today here with us. Hallelujah. And we feel his presence. Praise the living God. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. He is God and God alone. Praise God. But he tasted to another spiritual theological truth. That when Christ rose from the dead, Paul says, we were also raised with him. Hallelujah. In essence, when Christ rose, it was our victory. We rose from the dead too. We rose from the natural nature of sin. We rose to live. We rose from what we were. We no longer are what we were. We're a new creation. Hallelujah. We raised with him. Hallelujah. And so our hearts should be on the things of above. Because Christ is from above. Our heavenly thinking should be the heavenly thinking of the kingdom of God. Where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We conquer death through the resurrection of Christ. Therefore, we have the power through Christ to resist sin. Are we going to be perfect? No. You know, I'm going to put a pause there because I want to share a revelation that I had just in preparing this message. And by the way, I knew I was going to preach like about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I said, what am I going to preach to the church? I'm going back. Lord, give me something. And the word seek kept coming to my heart for this church. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. And I was thinking, and God, I said, I always had a little problem with when you hear preachers, and not that they're wrong in saying this, you hear this from anyone, even I say it, or we say it as a habit. We say, you know, we were redeemed from Christ, we're no longer seen by God as sinners, but yet we keep sinning. That doesn't make sense. But I know, I believe in his word, I know that we're redeemed. I am no longer a sinner because of my faith in Christ. But still, I fight the flesh. And when we fall in sin, doesn't we fall into sins that are, and I want to say critical sins, but yet we sin, whether it's a small lie, whether it's a thought, whether it's our eyes, through our ears, something. That's why every day we must repent daily unto the Lord and thank the Lord for the crucifixion and the power of repentance. But then he said to me, he said, and I'm reading, and I said, sin. He says, yeah. But remember, when I died on the cross for you, what I did is unchain you from the power of Satan. Now you have the power through my spirit to resist him. But not only to resist sin, that when you do sin, my blood cover that. But what more of my blood does, it's bring to your conscience through the Holy Spirit that you have sinned. See, the world doesn't know it sins. So they sin and sin and sin, but there's no retraction for what they do. There's no repentance for what they do. But what Christ said, now you can repent of whatever sin you have committed, even though you're in me, but I can give you the power of repentance. Praise God. And so what saying is, or what I'm saying is, what God revealed to me to answer that question. You see, I ask God questions, and I need more understanding many times, as many of you have. But I tell you, if you seek the Lord, seek his word, he's going to answer. And he gave me such a beautiful answer that I am satisfied. Praise God. I am free from thinking that anymore. Now when they say we're free from sin, I understand fully when we're free from sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because his conviction on our lives who are Christians, who have been redeemed by him, we realize that we sin. And so we repent where the sinner does not. Praise God. Because we're no longer sinners. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the living God. We were crucified with Christ and no longer do we live, but Christ lives in us. And through his Holy Spirit who gives us strength, we do not have to be slaves to our flesh, nor do our carnal desires or ways, but we can live by faith in the Son of God, who is sitting on the right hand of God, for his resurrection set us free. Set us free. Amen. We must understand that we're free. We're not bound by anything on this earth. Through his resurrection, we no longer have to have our hearts give in to the desires and deceit of the world. Our heart is with the resurrected Christ, who is eternal. See, our mind thinks eternal. Our God is eternal. When the world thinks of what the nonsense that has been going on is crazy. But if we put too much money in the world, it's crazy all the time. But the recent one, and it all matters how the media portrays, the concentration on those who abuse women. That's the concentration. And men of stature, men of power, men of dignity, according to the world. Men who are to receive these honors, like for instance, Charlie Rose also received a couple of honors this week of journalism and all stuff, and they stopped it. Because when man honors man, it's not a good thing. Our honor comes from God. Hallelujah. Our honor comes from God, the perfect, unchangeable God, not from man. And it's a shame. And I pray that these guys and all those involved, and who knows many more, I pray for their souls as Christ asks us to pray for the sinners. But it's an example that no matter what you achieve, what you go after in this world, it is limited and it is out to get us. The enemy is out to get us. He is out to kill us. He is out to break that relationship between Christ and us. No matter what we think, no matter how good it looks, let's not seek the things of the world. Let not the things of the world take our time in seeking God. Let's seek God in truth so we can see the fullness of God in our lives. So we can keep on fighting, moving forward to the prize that God has for us. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Our God is mighty and awesome. Glory to God. For the Lord's way is the truth and leads us to salvation. When my heart seeks Christ and the kingdom of God in heaven, our hearts need to seek the kingdom of God because that is where all is what I need. Not here, but the kingdom of God is all that I need. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. There's nothing that Christ, that God will not give us that we need. Now, let's not mistake that for what I need and what I want. I've learned to be patient. I've learned to know that God has good things for me. He's going to provide all the things. So I need to worry less and seek him more. Hallelujah. Worry less and seek him more. Fill in that time with the seeking of God, of worshiping the Lord, and let the worries take upon him the burdens of my life. Praise God, because he is with me. He will take watch and watch over us. Hallelujah. As he's watching over this church. See, the Lord has not forsaken you. Don't go for one moment or one time. Some may come, some may go. You stay faithful to Christ. You stay faithful to the chief shepherd, because he's going to reward you. And when he rewards, it is beautiful when he rewards. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter that he rewards now. And even if you have to wait, and even if you don't get to see the ultimate reward, hey, above all things, there's the great prize that he has for us. And that is that he's going to rapture and take us into heaven, Lord, and give us the kingdom of God to worship and give us that mansion. And nothing here will ever matter. Because all this adventure is going to be burned. Hallelujah. It's going to be burned so the new Jerusalem can come down. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the living God. Church, set your heart on things above. This is where your true blessing, strength, and victory come from. When we seek the things from above, our personal relationship with God becomes strong, and we will be able to hear his voice clearer. See, the more we seek God, the clearer it becomes. It's not muffled because we have so many things in our minds, and so many things, but it becomes clear and know his desires of his heart for our lives, his will. You see, ultimately, we have to and we want to do his will, his purpose, his perfect will for us. Trust only in the Lord. Paul also said to set our minds on things above and not on earthly things. Set our minds. There are many things competing for our minds each day, and quite honestly, most of them have nothing to do with God. Whether it's TV, whether it's problems, whether it's the job, whether it's, and not to say that we're not godly in those circumstances. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking that we, for a moment, fill our heads, our minds with stuff that's interfering and fighting with the blessings and my worship and my seeking of God. Yeah. And so we got to be careful that each day we don't let these preoccupations of the world take over us, take over our minds, take over our hearts. It could be regarding a job, programs, TV, meetings, sports. Never mind. Not to say sports are bad. I watch sports. But I'm going to say something. More of a testimony for me. Not for you, because the Lord works with you differently. I remember 2 years ago, I like to watch my basketball. I like to watch some football. And I started, you know, watching these games. And I realized, I said, you know, sports is fun. I like to play sports. I play basketball still. But I said, but Lord, and this is my conviction. And I said, Lord, but sometimes I spend time in this when I needed to do something with you. And so slowly I started watching less games. This year, because of all the chaos and the football, and it's more about politics than anything else than football, I haven't watched a full game this year. I see highlights. Now, that's my conviction. That's not for you to say sports. Please, do not take that. What I'm saying is, have an ear. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Lord says to you. He has something for you. And he will shed things from you so he could draw himself closer to you. Hallelujah. Yes. Keep that in mind. Listen to the voice of God. When you seek him, you'll hear him clearer. And you realize how things don't make sense what I used to do. It makes more sense for me to stay on course with the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Romans 8:7 says, well, that was read before that. When our minds are set on things above, it sets our mind on what the Spirit of God desires. Ha. When we set our minds fully on God, we then know and receive His Spirit. And then we get to know what the Spirit desires. Not what my spirit, not what the world desires, not where the world turns me to, not where fortune tells me to go, not by what coincidence tells me, but the Spirit of God desires. Praise God. It will desire what concerns God. The mind that is governed by the flesh is hostile to God and is death. Romans 8:7, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Our minds by itself cannot submit to God. No matter how much we try, we hear this, maybe one time we said it, I'll go to church when I'm ready. I need to change some things. I need to stop working at this place. I'll go where my friend starts going. Our mind is hostile to God in the natural. What can turn that around is only the Spirit of God. To receive the Spirit of God, I must first accept that Jesus rose, that He's my Savior, and that He died for me. Amen. Second of all, I must seek Him daily so I can receive the riches that He has for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:6. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Oh, when the Spirit governs us. Now, we cannot receive the Spirit if we're not saved. We cannot receive the Spirit if we don't seek Him. Because we'll be muddled. It'll be competing with things that we have in our hearts and souls. But when we seek Him truly and we give Him the time and the worship and the meditation, we will have true life and peace in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's no peace like having God in our lives. But there's always hope. You ever know that, right? You ever think when you're in God, there's hope. When my mom was sick and she had cancer, she was strong because she knew she was in the Lord. But she fought the cancer. But during the whole period of time, about a year when he took her, there was a time when she was getting better and I thought she was going to come out of this. And all of a sudden the cancer came back and attacked. And it came back strong. And within a month it took her. But she stood there. They cut one of her legs. They amputated one of her legs. And then she says, I could always walk with one. People do it. We say, yes, Mom. Then the next day they said, we got to take the other one. She said, no. I'm in the hands of the Lord now. Let the Lord do His will. Hallelujah. She was at peace. She would get the youth from the church come, and instead of the youth encouraging her, she was encouraging the youth. My friends would come and visit her and say, but your mom does not feel, does not act as though she's sick. I say, you know why? Because she has the peace of God in her life. Because she has life in abundance and the peace that only God can bring. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the peace that I saw as a witness, as a testimony. And I saw this with my grandfather and many other people. I saw it with my father-in-law. Remember our father-in-law, girls? Praise God. Because when you're in that level, when you have that breakthrough, there's a peace that's not understandable even to us. But there's a surety how God is there. And how He's holding you. And how He's preparing you. And that you know you're going somewhere. Hallelujah. And you know where you're going. And you're going to a good place. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's to be in His presence. To be in His presence. Hallelujah. Our hearts and mind must be both on the things of above. They cannot be on opposite sides if you want to receive the fullness of God and be used for Him. It cannot be on the opposite. For instance, an example. My heart says, forgive that person. But my mind starts saying, why should you? My mind said, look, remember what he did to you. He doesn't deserve to be forgiven. And vice versa. The mind can tell you, you know, the right thing to do is to forgive him. Your heart says, no, it's still holding on to that anger. And so our hearts and mind, and that's why Paul says, both have to be in unison with the things of above. Hallelujah. That's why when Christ says, serve me with your mind, your heart, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, meaning of everything that makes us, is to serve him. Because not one part can be opposite to what serving him is. Hallelujah. Or else there'll be a bigger struggle. Hallelujah. And there won't be the victory that Jesus has for us. You see, because God, when we seek God, we find God. See, not only do we find God, but he has something good for us. That's waiting for him. He's waiting to give it to us. All we have to be is faithful and steadfast. Paul said, we die to self. We no longer rely on our own powers or desires, but on the Christ whom gave us a new life in him. We resurrected the resurrected life, the true life, salvation and eternal life, and a life of devotion of God. When it says that life is hidden, and the person says that life is hidden with Christ, this means that our new life should not know anything of this world. You see, when we've been redeemed, it's no longer, the world does not know that anymore. And our new life should not be associated and know the world. Because we're no longer of this world, we're in the world that Christ has given us. See? Christ takes that. Hides it. Hides it from the enemy. What he's doing is hiding it from the enemy. He's protecting us. The world doesn't know us anymore. The world knew us when we were in sin. Right? Oh, he loved us, right? But when Christ came and saved us, now we're protected. Now the world doesn't know us. As we know, Christians are mocked. Christians are tortured around the world. We hear many remarks. We see the tug of war in the government regarding religion, regarding church. We see our churches being attacked by random single terrorists or individuals. We see this. But praise the Lord. One thing I say, people have told me, people not converted to Christ, they say, where was your God? I said, he was there. Ask the people who lived. Praise God, hallelujah. Ask the people who he saved. Praise God. And the ones that didn't, it was their appointed time. See, because God knows all. God is perfect. There's some things we will never understand. All I have to know that he is perfect. And what he does is perfect. Praise God. When it says that life is sin with Christ and God, this means that our new life should not know anything of this world. This is why the world does not understand us when we profess to be Christians, followers of Christ. They cannot comprehend our love and servitude for Christ. So when we seek the Lord with our hearts and mind, keeping both things above where our Savior's throne is, and hold on to the promises while on earth, so that on the day Christ appears as the groom to take his bride, the church, we will be dressed for the occasion in his glory. Hallelujah. When we seek God, we're seeking his glory. And one day we'll be fully glorified the day he comes. You see, we're not fully glorified. We're in the process of being glorified. See, when we serve God, we're in the process. See, we are glorified in the name of Jesus through his blood and through his Holy Spirit. But yet we're in this world, so we're still in the flesh. But this flesh is going to be in a glorified body. Hallelujah. And when the Lord, and when we serve the Lord, when we seek the Lord, we're seeking to for his glory. And as we seek for his glory, he's going to take up and receive a church that has been glorified, not only in earth, but then in body. Hallelujah, when he raises us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Holy is his name. Hallelujah. And with this I leave you. Word of encouragement. From 1 Chronicles 16, 7 to 12. And this was David when he was appointing his music minister and all his workers unto the assembly of Israel. He says, that day first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Okay? It was a praise to the Lord. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nation what he has done. You see, our mandate from God is to preach, teach, evangelize, and tell the people of Christ. That's still the mandate today. You see, we got to tell the people of the good things that God has done so they can receive it. Don't be afraid. They might reject you. They might think we're crazy. But then again, the Lord said, the world sees us peculiar people. But that's okay. I know I'm peculiar in the truth. Hallelujah. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has spoken today, in essence, seeking his presence. But we want to do it in the Hebraic way. We want to seek his face. We want to see his glorified face. We want to be like Moses. When he was with God, he was glorified. He was lit up. He shone with the glory of God. The Lord is saying today, seek him. He is there. Seek him. You'll be glorified. Seek him, you will draw yourself nearer to me. Seek me, you will hear me clearer. Seek me, I have a purpose for you. Take all the things and reflect on your lives. Let the Holy Spirit touch you. Reflect on what things that are interfering with God and your worship with God. But pray, ask. Seek and you shall find. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If you may stand, please. Let's stand. And at this moment, we'll make a call to the altar. And we do that for anyone who's been touched by the Holy Spirit, anyone who's yet received the Lord as their Savior, who wants to seek God but doesn't know, this altar's open. You must step forward and we'll pray for you. By you stepping forward, you're taking a step of faith that Christ is your Savior, and that you know the only way to true life and to prosperity in this world, biblically speaking, which has nothing to do with what the world's prosperity is peace and salvation, which the world cannot give. No matter how much the world tries to give us peace, it cannot give us peace. We're witnesses to that today. We toil every day. What peace do we really have? That we must do. We must do things to live. We must work. We must raise family. We must work every day. We must do things. But he gives us, even during that, a peace that the world does not have. But above that, he gives us salvation. You see, without Christ, we cannot be saved. And so the Lord right now, we'll take a few moments as you pray. Pray for those around you. And if the Lord has touched you to come up, please come up. It's not a cliche when you say, you never know, this may be the last calling for your life. You don't know that. We don't know that. For that time of period and that time and place in which the Lord takes us could be any time. We don't know that. But today, you're here. And today, the Lord is here with you. So as the lady sings and plays a tune, I'll keep the altar open. Praise God.